There isn't a handgun left at Precision Arms and Gunsmithing Limited in King since the federal government announced its intention to bring in a handgun freeze. We sold every hand gun we had. Stephen Milton said of the boost of sales since Bill C-21 was made public May 30. We sell higher-grade sporting guns, rifles and shotguns mostly. Handguns were never a big deal for us, it was more of a convenience for our customers' sake, Milton added. The proposed legislation would create a national freeze on the sale, purchase or transfer of handguns within Canada, as well as on bringing newly acquired firearms into Canada. Rangeview Sports, a gun store in the 404 Plaza in Newmarket, declined a request for comment. However, the voice message on its telephone line refers to an increase in business. Due to an influx of calls, emails and orders, you may experience difficulties contacting our pro staff at this time. If you have any questions regarding the new gun control bill announcement, we are currently unable to provide any further information but are watching closely to keep our pro staff and customers informed, the message said. The influx has been felt in other areas as well. Wes Winkle, owner of Elwood Epps Sporting Goods in Severn Township, said he has sold 1,500 guns in the past 10 days, which is equivalent to 10 months of typical sales. It's been absolutely crazy. Everybody is trying to get their hands on that last gun that they like to use at the range, almost exclusively by guys that are members of gun clubs, he said. There's been the odd person that has a wilderness carry permit who defends themselves in the forest from bears, and then there has been a large increase in target shooters that have been looking to get a firearm. It is also being felt in other provinces, according to Milton, who said a friend who owns a large gun store in Edmonton had a lineup going around the building before he even opened recently. While the increase in interest and sales may be viewed as a positive thing for business, Milton said it isn't. I prefer a steady business with regular steady customers, reliable customers. I don't like panic buying. However, in the long run, if the bill passes, which Milton said he doesn't think will happen, it won't greatly affect Precision Arms, which has been operating since 1979. A renowned gunsmith across North America, Milton said he chooses to focus on rifles and shotguns as the majority of his clientele purchase guns for hunting and clay target shooting. Nonetheless, Milton said he opposes the legislation and the Trudeau government. I just don't see what he's achieved by this apart from stopping the future sale, changing hands of firearms, he said. There are already a lot of steps required when buying and selling handguns, and you cannot sell a handgun without it being registered, Milton added. If I get stopped by a police officer driving and he wants to see my driver's license, I just show it to him. If I sell a handgun, while I still can, I have to phone the firearms office to verify the person's license is valid, he said. The new control legislation is going after the wrong people, according to Milton. We're not gunslingers walking around with guns in our pockets. We're respectable people who abide by all the laws, he said. Milton said he believes more focus should be put on criminals and longer sentences for illegal firearms, rather than going after law-abiding legal gun owners. Bill C-21, which the government said would take effect this fall, consists of a number of amendments to certain acts regarding firearms as part of the government's strategy to address gun violence and strengthen gun control in Canada, according to the government. On top of a national freeze on handgun sales and transfers, the bill includes red flag and yellow flag laws that would allow for court orders to take away an individual's firearms for up to 30 days if they pose a threat to themselves or others, especially in domestic violence cases. It also would allow for the temporary suspension of an individual's firearms license for up to 30 days if they are found to be no longer eligible to hold one. License revocation rules would also be expanded to allow chief firearms officers to revoke licenses in cases of domestic violence or criminal harassment, such as stalking, in cases where a protection order is issued against someone, and when an emergency weapons prohibition order is issued by a judge. The bill would also include measures to combat smuggling of firearms and measures prohibiting air guns that closely resemble real firearms. With files from Greg McGrath Gowdy.